这个讲道的人，前面讲道的人讲，他时间太长了。
He took my teaching time.
把我的这个要教课的时间给。
When I get home, I will write him an email.
回家我就给他写个邮件。
Saying, please keep to the time so I have time for my class.
说你要那个准时啊，不然我就没时间教那课了。
But he never listens to me, so.
在开他自己的玩笑。
All right, I want to just finish up one thing from Leviticus.
所以我就想把利未记最后这个给讲完。
And then I'm going to talk about Numbers.
下面我们就进入民数记。
Last week I tried to give you a sense of the purpose for Leviticus.
上个星期我就想给你讲利未书这本书的目的。
It shows us what a holy life looks like.
它向我们展示了一个圣洁的生活是怎么样的。
I talked about the sacrifices and how we approach God's presence.
就是我讲到了这个献祭，我们如何来到神面前。
And then I talked about how the law demonstrates God's holiness.
然后我又再讲了律法如何显示了神的圣洁。
And what we should be like.
然后我们应该是怎么样的。
But that still leaves one question mark.
但是呢，还是有一个问题。
And that is this.
这个问题就是
All right, even if what you say is right,
就像我你说啊，我讲的都对。
Are we supposed to keep the law ourselves?
难道我们就是啊，靠我们自己来遵守神的律法吗？
And many people struggle with what do we do with the law in Leviticus.
然后很多人都是对这个利未记中所提到的这种各种律法这种条例很比较有挣扎。
Let me go look in Leviticus 19 to help you understand the problem.
让大家了解他们的问题是什么的。我们看十九章。
Many people will say part of the law is moral law that we must all obey.
有些人就说，他说这个条例律例呢，很多是关于道德律例，那我们肯定是要遵守的。
And part of the law was temporary, just for their time.
但是有些律例呢，只是就是为他们那个时代所设立的。
Now that sounds okay.
好像听上去也还好。
So we go to Leviticus 19.
现在我们到十九章利未记。
Let's take verse 9.
我们看第九节。
When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap the field right up to its edge.
在你们的地收割庄稼，不可割尽田角。
Verse 10, you shall leave them for the poor and for the sojourner.
说要留给寄穷人和寄居的。
Okay, so the law was this.
所以这个律例就是。
You go out and you reap the harvest.
你去收割你的庄稼。
You must not get it all.
你不能说把所有都收干净。
You leave some so that the poor people can come to the field and get food.
所以你就是留一些那些所遗落的这样的穷人和寄居的，他们就可以来收。
Is that a law just for them, or does that apply to us?
那这个律例只是为当时的人吗？还是说对我们现在的人也有应用
？To us,
也对我们是有。
All right, so we must keep that one.
所以我们现在记住这一条。
All right, let's go on, verse 11.
在十一节又说。
You shall not steal, shall not deal falsely, shall not lie one to another.
你们不可偷盗，不可欺骗，也不可彼此说谎。
For us also, okay? Everybody agree? All right, let's go down to verse 19.
然后到十九节。
You shall not let your cattle breed with a different kind. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seed, nor shall you wear a garment made of two kinds of material.
不可叫你的牲畜与异类配合，不可用两样掺杂的种你的地，也不可用两样掺杂的料做衣服穿在身上。
What's this made out of?
那你这件衣服到底
？Ow! Ow! Ow!
Unclean 材料，那你就应该出去了。但是这个弟兄
，How many think we have to keep that?
多少人认为我们还应该遵守这个律例呢？这条律法呢
？No.
没人举手。
Okay, let's go on.
然后我们继续。
Let's go to verse 29.
二十九节。
Do not profane your daughter by making her a prostitute.
不可辱没你的女儿，使她为娼妓。
We need to keep that one. I'll save you trouble. Okay.
对吧
？Verse 31. Do not turn to mediums or necromancers. witches.
31节不可偏向那些交鬼的和行巫术的。
Need to keep it.
我们当然是要遵守。
Let's look at verse 27.
27节。
Do not round off the hair on your temples or mar the edges of your beard.
You mean 27? The beard. Okay, 头的周围不可剃，胡须的周围也不可损坏。
Now, here's the problem.
现在这个问题在于
Nowhere in that chapter does it say some rules are temporary and some are permanent.
他在这一章里面没有说哦，有些律例是暂时的，有些律例是永久的。
Right?
对不对
？Now, Brother Quincy was able to tell me which are permanent and which are temporary.
王庆弟兄刚才他的衣服，所以他说有，他说有些是暂时的，有些
But
但是
How do I know he's right?
我怎么知道他说的是对的呢？
You understand?
你了解了吗
？There are other people who will use some of these and say, "No, we have to keep those." There are others who will throw out some that I want to keep.
然后有些人就说，哦，我们要遵守这些律例；有些人就是说，我们不需要遵守那些，但是我觉得还是有必要遵守的。
And so it seems to me we have to have something better than Brother Quincy's opinion.
所以我们要有一些比这个弟兄他自己的意见更好的一些理解。
And something better than my opinion.
也比我的意见更好的。
You understand? So here's what I have come to feel that we must do with the laws in Leviticus.
所以我这是我对利未记里边所有这些律例的一个观点。
Paul says all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
说圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is profitable.
是于人有益的。
And so it seems to me that we do this.
所以对我们来讲
，we look for。What is the principle that is taught in this law?
所以我们就是去找这个律例中呢，它的个所显示的原则是什么
？What does it teach us about God?
它教导我们关于神的什么方面
？Then how do I apply it to daily life?
我如何把这些应用在我的日常生活中
？As it has been interpreted through Christ.
就是经过耶稣，我们透过耶稣来看这个。如何被理解被解释
So let me show you a couple examples of how that works.
我给你讲一些例子
I read to you, don't use cloth that is made of two different materials.
刚才我们讲了不可以穿两样掺杂的料子做的衣服穿在身上
But in Exodus,
但是在那个出埃及记
the priests were commanded to use clothing that was made of linen and wool mixed.
但是呢，在那个出埃及记里边，那个祭司穿的衣服呢，是用羊毛、山羊毛和那个亚麻织在一起做的。
So it seems to me that what happens here is God says.
所以对我来讲
，this kind of material is set apart as holy for the priest.
所以这些材料呢，是被分别出来，就是给是给祭司穿是
圣洁的。You can't use it in ordinary use.
我把它分别出来，你是不能用在。日常的生普通的日常的生活中
In the same way that in Exodus he gives a recipe for an oil an anointing oil
他也讲了就是如何做那个膏油
And he says this is set apart for sacred use
这个膏油呢只是用在这个是圣膏油是用在这个特别的这个献祭就是
In fact he says if anyone takes this and makes this oil for their own use they are to be cut off
他说如果有民他们要自己私自来做这种香要自己用那这个民要从这个人要被从民中
You can't make it into an essential oil and sell it.
你不能把它做成精华油去卖。
It is set apart for God.
它是分别出来归神的。
So the principle there is there are certain things that are set apart for God's use alone.
所以呢这个原则就是有些东西是特别分别出来是专门为神所用归神的。
They are holy.
他们是圣洁的。
I must not use them as part of ordinary, common use.
我不能把它就是作为一种普通的日常的应用。
Another example that I think helps us is Leviticus 11.
就是在利未记的第十一章。
Where he tells us not to eat pork.
告诉我们说不能吃猪肉。
He says this, back up in verse 3.
第三节上说。
If an animal parts the hoof and is cloven-footed,
凡蹄分两半
and chews the cud,
倒嚼的走兽。
You may eat it. He's clean. 你们都可以
吃，那是洁净的。
But now go to verse 7.
但第七节说
The pig parts the hoof.
猪因为蹄分两半
But does not chew the cud.
却不倒嚼。
So it is unclean. You shall not eat it.
就与你们不洁净。
Now, a couple things.
几件事情。
It seems to me that the principle is this. I told you this last week.
上个星期我讲过，对我来讲，原则是
What was clean was what visually fit into one classification.
就是上个星期讲过，这个洁净的，就是说你就是它的外表上看上去它是完全属于一类。
Shrimp.
比如说虾。
Swam in the water.
虾是在水里游的。
But had.Legs,
但是虾却是有脚的。
Feet, whatever they're called,
不管他们是叫什么，就是那个须啊，那个脚。
They are between two types of creature.
所以那个脚呢是陆地上的动物的，所以它等于说是两种。
And so he said,
动物的一种。
They are unclean to you.
所以呢，神说这个是对你来讲是不洁净的。
When we come to the historical books, I will show you.
当我们到那个历史书的时候，
that one of the concepts of what it means to be holy.
其中圣洁的一个概念就是
is to be complete, undivided.
就是说完全不分
Not to have
不分开
different,
不分
离 differing characteristics.
你不能说有不同的这个特征。
It seems to me that what God does with the food laws here is to give them a visual picture
of wholeness. 对食物的条例呢，神给了他们一个概念，就是说到底这个就是完全的这个专一的这种概念是什么样的？再拿一个话筒可以吗？拿一个那个 handheld， 而不是说被分离的。Maybe 这没有电了。所以呢，这就给我们一个这个古时的这个条律法的这种原则。但是呢，如果我们通过耶稣来看这些律法。他讲太长了，所以电池都用完了。
Say amen.
我说。
All right, I'll try again.
Oh, this works.
Yes, just get fresh batteries. You can keep
going. 现在我们刚刚有新的电池。
Now, that's the Old Testament law.
那是那个旧约的律法。
But when we come to the New Testament,
但是我们到了新约之后
，Jesus says.
耶稣说。
Mark 7:19.
马太福音第七章第九十九节。
He declared all foods clean.
耶稣就宣称所有的食物都是洁净的。
Now I told you last week.
上个星期我讲过。
If these food laws.
如果这些关于食物的律例。
Are to give us pictures of what it means to be holy and to belong to God.
就是给我们一个让我概念，让我们知道什么是圣洁的，什么是完全属于神的。
After Jesus comes,
但是耶稣来了之后
，and gives us a living person showing us what it means to be holy and belong to God.
就是一个活生生的人向我们展示这个圣洁是什么样子的。
We don't need the object lessons anymore.
我们就不再需要那个食物课程了。
We don't need the food laws anymore.
我们就不太需要那个食物律例那个律法。
We have a person who shows us this undivided holiness.
我们就有一个活生生的人向我们展示这种就是一个专一的一个不分离的这种圣洁是什么样子的。
And so in Mark 7:19, he declares all foods are clean.
所以在马太福音 Matthew 7:19.
Mark 7:19.
Oh, sorry, I go to Matthew.所以马可福音第七章十九节，他就耶稣就宣称到底什么是圣，什么是干净洁净的。
Now let me tell you what he does not say in that verse.
在这句话里面，耶稣没有说。
He does not say the law didn't matter.
他没有说律法都不重要。
Yes, it was God's word, but it's now out of date.
说这是神的话，但是现在都过时了。
I'm getting rid of those laws.
耶稣说我不是把这些律法都除去。
Those foods are clean after all. He doesn't do that.
他没有说这些食物最终反正都是洁净的。
What he says is,
耶稣所讲的是,
I have come and I have authority over everything.
我已经来了，我对万事我都有权柄。
And I declare these foods clean. I make them clean.
我宣称这些食物是洁净的，我让这些食物洁净。
I said to the wind, stop.
我对这个风说，止住吧。
And I called the storm to a halt.
然后我让这个风暴，暴风雨就是停下来。
I said to a girl who was dead,
我对这个死去的一个女孩说，
get up.
站起来吧。
And she came to life.
然后这个女孩子就活过来。
I have authority to do that, Jesus says.
我有这个权柄去做这些事。
It is not that I'm saying, oh, all of those nature laws no longer matter.
我不是说这些自然界的律都没有，都过时了。
Death no longer is dead, no. He says, I have authority to declare that dead person living.
然后耶稣说，我有这个权柄来宣，让这个宣扬说，这个死人要复活。
Authority to command the storm to be still.
我有这个权柄，就是命令这个风暴停下来。
And I now declare all foods clean.
我现在来有这个权柄宣称，就所有的食物都是洁净的。
Because,
因为
and this is in Matthew 5,
这个
because their purpose has been fulfilled.
因为他们的这个目的已经达到了。
He says, I did not come to abolish the law.
耶稣说，我不是来废除律法。
But to fulfill it.
而是要成全。
To fulfill doesn't mean to replace it, it means to accomplish its purpose.
成全并不是说就把它给废除了，而是说要完成它的目的。
And so he says, it seems to me, the law has been pointing to me.
所以耶稣讲的就是说，律法这些都在指向我。
Giving you pictures，
就给你一个图像，一个图片。
Of what it means to be God's holy people, set apart and belonging to Him。
就是成为神的子民，被分别出来归神。
But now all of that has been accomplished in me, in Jesus。
所有这一切呢，这些律例呢，都在我身上成就了。
And so he says now,
都在我基督耶稣在耶稣身上成就了。
You can eat.
所以现在你就可以吃
all of the foods.
你可以吃所有的食物。
Their purpose has been accomplished.
他们的目的已经达到了。
That's what it seems to me, how the law speaks to us today.
所以就对我来讲，这个律法就是今天对我们的这个用处。
We look at it through the lens.Of what Jesus does in the New Testament.
我们是通过耶稣在新约里所成就的这个角度，这个来看这些事情。
And through him, we're going to see a couple things.
通过耶稣，我们看到
some external laws, like the food laws.
有些像外在的这些律例，像食物的律例。
He's going to say,
耶稣会说，
I have fulfilled those.
我已经成就了这些。
Enjoy your barbecue.
所以现在你就可以去吃这个烤肉。
We like that.
我们很喜欢。
But let me tell you what else he does that we don't like as much.
然后别的他所说的可能我们
不太喜欢了。Other external laws,
就是有些那个外在的律例呢。
As they are interpreted through him,
就是你透过耶稣来解释。
He's going to say,
耶稣会说。
The law said, thou shalt not kill.
这个律法说你不可杀害。
But that was pointing to me.
但是那个是指向我，最后成就在耶稣身上。
To a fulfillment in me，
这个要在我身上成就。
Who wants to transform your entire character？
他要整个更新你的这个人的品格。
So that inside you don't even hate that enemy。
整个的改变你这个人，更新你这个人，所以在你的里边，你甚至都不去恨人。
You see how the law is interpreted through him then？
你现在看到这个律法怎么样？通过耶稣来看，来解释吗
？Sometimes as it's fulfilled in Him, the food law no longer is necessary.
所以有些是在他身上成就了，所以这个食物的律例就不太那么不重要。
Other times as it's fulfilled in Him.
但是有些这个律例通过他来成就。
Thou shalt not kill becomes even deeper.
说这个你不可杀人，甚至这个要求的更深更高。
What is the motivation?Of my heart.
那我心里的这个动机是什么呢？
How do I look on that enemy?
我如何来看待我的敌人呢？仇敌呢？
He fulfills the law and he applies it deep into our motivation and our heart.
所以他成就了这个律法，他就更深的真的是，就是成就在我们的这个动机跟我们的心里的想法中。
So the external law of killing becomes an internal law of hatred and forgiveness.
所以那个外在的这个不可杀人，到了里边的那个律法，就是说你不能有这个憎恨，要饶恕。
The external law of adultery becomes an internal law of my thought life and how I look at the opposite sex.
所以呢，这个不可奸淫呢，这个到了外在的这个律法变成里边的律法，就是说你的思想是怎么样想的，你如何看待异性。
The external law.
所以这个外在的这个律例
of keeping my oaths when I swear to something.
就是说你要遵守你的发的誓言。
Becomes an internal law
这个变成了一个里边的律法
of such honesty
就是你如何
that I don't even try to twist and hide the truth
就是说我非常的诚实我甚至不想扭曲或者想要隐藏真相
but there is complete openness
但是这个是完全的非常的透明公开
you see what he's done in all of those he has said instead of just this law written on stone look at me Jesus and follow my path
所以呢，耶稣说，不是说看着写在石头上的这个律例，而是你看耶稣，就是跟随他的脚踪，跟随他的路径，脚踪行。
So when you looked at Jesus, you didn't just simply say, "Well, he's not going to kill someone." You also knew he doesn't hate him. He loves even his enemies.
所以你看耶稣，你不是光看到说哦，他不会去杀人，你更看到说耶稣他不恨任何人，他甚至爱他的仇敌。
When you looked at Jesus,
当你看耶稣的时候,
you didn't simply say, well, he's not going to commit adultery. You knew he was never looking at someone else to take advantage for his own lustful desires.
所以呢，当你看耶稣，他不是说不，就单单的说外边不犯奸淫，而是在他的里边，他不会说去欺负，就是说利用这个异性来满足他的里边的这个私欲。
When you looked at Jesus, you never had to say, okay, if I can get him to swear an oath that he's telling the truth, he'll be honest.
你看耶稣，你不会说，如果我能够让他发誓，他在讲真话。
No, if he said it, you knew this is completely true.
如果只要他说了什么话，你就知道说他说的完全是真话。
You see how the law then comes through him?
你现在看到如何通过耶稣来看这个律法吗？
And so he becomes the model for how I live out the law.
所以呢，他就变成我们如何活出来、行出来律法的一个榜样。
So when I go back to Leviticus 19,
所以我们再回到利未记的第十九章的时候
，and Leviticus 11,
还有利未记第十一章
的时候 ，and he says all foods are clean.
然后耶稣说，所有的食物都是洁净的。
Now I can say.
然后我现在就可以说
，Okay, it doesn't really matter what Brother Quincy says.
所以。不在于这个弟兄他怎么说。
Jesus said, I fulfilled that. You can eat it.
耶稣说我已经成就了这一切，你可以。
But when he says,
但是当耶稣说
when you do the fields,
但是当你就是说去收割庄稼的时候
leave grain in the corners for the poor people.
但是不可割进这个庄稼的田角。
I go to the New Testament, and I say,
那个对我们是什么应用呢
？How did Jesus live that out？
那你就可以问说，那耶稣他是怎么把这一条律例给活出来
的 ？And I see a man，
我看到一个人
，who always cared for the poor。
他总是很关心穷人
，who always cared for the hurting。
他关心这个受伤害的人
，even and this is where I get in trouble。
所以这个就是我也有麻烦的地方
，even when they did not deserve care。
就算这些人他们不配得这样的关心
And then Leviticus 19 says to me
然后利未记第十九章就说
Okay, here is how that law is going to look in my life
所以这样的这样的一个条例在我的生活中是这样的
I must make room to care for those who need help
所以我必须要有这个就是有一个空间我总是就是我可以去帮助那些需要帮助的人。
And that's going to be then broader than simply, do I have a farm?
那个当然不单单是意味着说，问自己说是不是我有田地。
You see, if I don't read it through Christ, I read Leviticus 19 and say, well, I don't have a field, so that doesn't apply to me.
所以你要是不是通过耶稣来看这儿，你就会说，哦，我反正我也没有田地，所以这个对我不实用。
But if I read it through Christ, it will look like this.
我通过耶稣来读的话。
My student became a piano teacher.
比如说我的学生他现在他是一个钢琴老师。
And she called me one day and she said,
他有一天打电话给我
说, You remember what you taught us about Leviticus 19?
你记不记得你当时跟我们讲利未记第十九章?
Yeah.
我说记得。
She said, I think that really works.
我说那个好像真的有功用。
And I said, oh, it's always surprising when someone finds out the Bible is right. What do you mean?
我说你有些人他觉得圣经挺有道理。我说你到底什么意思?
And she said, I started to teach piano.
我现在开始教钢琴。
And I remembered Leviticus 19.
我记起来想利未记十九章。
And I said, okay, God.
我说那我他说我说神呐、啊。
I'm going to leave the corners of my schedule for the poor.
他说我会在我的这个时间表上留一些角落给那些穷人。
If you send me a student.
如果你送我一个学生。
Who wants to learn to play the piano, but they have no money?
他们想学想学琴，但是没钱付学费。
I will follow Leviticus 19.
那我就会跟随这个利未记十九章。
And she said every year.
她说每一年。
God sends me someone.
神就送一就是有些学生送一个学生。
Who is my Leviticus 19 student?
他就是我的利未记十九章的学生。
You understand what she had done? She had taken Leviticus 19. Pulled it through Christ, what he teaches.
然后他就是把利未记十九章通过耶稣的教导。
And says.
然后就说。
This is how I must live out Leviticus 19.
我怎么把利未记十九章。
In my world today.
在我今天的生活中能把它。
I think that all of us, if we understood that, would find places where, in our professional life, in our abilities, whatever, God would use us. To love those who need care.
所以我们如果真的是这样的话，就是通过耶稣来解释，那我们就可以在我们不管是在我们的工作中，还是在我们个人的能力上，我们总会发现那些神要通过我们去帮助的人，去照顾人。
And the reason I love that is this that principle.
这个原则就是。
We'll see this when we come to the book of Ruth.
当我们来到那个路德记的时候。
When the poor person.
当这个贫穷人
came to the Jewish person's land.
当他们来到这个犹太人的田地的时候
and did the work to reap,
就是开始这个收就是拾麦
穗 to glean the extra,
就是说去拾那些遗落的麦穗的时候
they knew,
他们知道
this person,
他们知道说
is caring for me because they are a follower of Jehovah.
他们知道说他们所在的这个田地的主人，他们是在跟随耶和华是跟随神的人，因为他们遵守神的律法。
You understand? Because Leviticus 19 says, "Do this because I am the Lord your God."
因为利未记说你这样做是我是因为我是耶和华你们的神。
This was not simply handing a $5 bill out your window to the person standing beside the street.
这不是在路边就给一个给一个街边的人五块钱。
If you do that, that's fine.
如果你喜欢给这个流浪汉。
But this was more than this. It was becoming involved in their life.
这个更胜于那个，因为在你的生活中你都有。
They came to your land.
因为这个来拾麦穗的来拾捡拾的人，他到你的那个田地里面。
They knew that it was your God.
他们知道。
Who inspired you to care for them.
他们知道是因为你的神，他让你能够去照顾这些穷人，他。让你想到去照顾穷人。
As we as Christians follow that principle in Leviticus 19,
当我们作为基督徒，我们去跟随这个利未记十九章的原则的时候
，we become involved in the lives of those who are hurting around us.
我们就会在那些我们周围的那些受伤害的那些人，我们就会跟他们有关系。
And so it becomes more than a temporary fix.
不是说一个简简单单一个暂时的一个修补。
It is showing godly love to those who need.
就是对那些有需要的人展示神的爱。
Now let's move quickly to Numbers.
然后现在我们进到利未记民数记。
There, by the way, is the homework for next week, Deuteronomy.
这个是下个星期的作业，就是要读生命。就这个星期你读生命记，我下个星期我们讲。
For Numbers.
对于民数记来讲。
As you copy that down, let me. Introduce what I want to say about Numbers.
我想给大家讲的这个民数记是
Numbers is the book of the Bible that should not be there.
民数记本来应该是在圣经中不出现的一本书
At the beginning of the book of Numbers, God says to the Israelites, "Go into Canaan."
在民数记的开始，神就对以色列人说：“你们现在进到这个迦南地。”
If they had obeyed,
如果他们顺服了
神， we would go directly from that to Deuteronomy.
我们就应该从立位记直接进到这个申命记。
The whole book of Numbers is, here is what happens when you don't obey God's command.
民数记就讲到当你不顺服神的后果。
They don't believe God.
他们不信神。
They disobey him.
他们不顺服神，不听神的话。
And so for 40 years, they wander in the wilderness.
所以40年之久，他们在旷野里漂流。
Now, I said to you when I gave you the homework for this lesson,
当我给你家庭作业，就是给你们这个民数记的家庭作业的时候，
look for signs of unbelief.
就是把那个不信和不信的标记会画出来。
Because you see, the disobedience is not simply carelessness.
不信不单单是一个粗心马虎的一个结果。
It is a refusal to believe what God promises to them and tells them.
而是拒绝去相信神所应许的。
Let me give you a story that illustrates what I mean.
让我给大家一个故事。
Numbers chapter 20.
比如说在民数记第二十章。
God says to Moses.
神对摩西说。
Take the staff in your hand.
神说你拿着杖去。
Gather the congregation.
把那个会众召你召集会众。
Speak to the rock.
在他们眼前吩咐
磐石。And it will bring water.
发出水来吩咐磐石。
God took the staff.
然后摩西就拿着杖。
Gathered the people.
把会众召集磐石前。
And he said.
然后摩西说。
Hear now, you rebels.
你们这些背叛的人，听我说。
Shall we bring water for you out of this rock?
我为你们使水从这磐石中
流出来吗？ And he lifted and struck the rock.
然后摩西举手用杖击打磐石两下。
And water came out abundantly.
就有许多水流出来。
They get water.
他们现在得到有水了。
Everyone is happy.
大家都很高兴。
Except for one person.
只有一个人不高兴。
God.
神不高兴。
Who says?
神说。
Because you did this,
神说，因为你们这样做，
you will not enter into the land of promise.
你们就不能进到那个应许之地。
That verse story used to really bother me.
我原来读这个故事的时候，让我很
Does that story bother anybody else?
让我挺不安的，挺不舒服的。
It bothered me.
他起码让我很不舒服。
Moses has put up with these people all these years.
摩西忍受这些人这么多年。
He's done exactly what God tells him to do all of these years.
所有这些年，神让他做什么，他就完完全全的去做。
And to make it worse,
更糟糕的是，
this is the second time that happened.
这已经是第二次这些人抱
怨。And the first time, what did God tell him to do?
第一次神让摩西怎么做呢？
Strike the rock.
第一次神让摩西用杖击打磐石。
And I would read that, and I would say, this doesn't make any sense.
这好像一点都没道理。
Okay, God.
神啊,
maybe he wasn't listening very well.
可能他没听清楚。
And so he just did what he did the first time.
所以他就是就做了上一次你让他做的。
But to keep him out of Canaan?
但是你竟然不让他进迦南。
I can understand keeping those other people out.
我觉得你不让那些人进迦南，我可以理解。
But this is a good guy.
但这个摩西挺好的。
He wasn't paying close attention, I understand.
他就可能没有很认真仔细的去听。
So, you know, make him go without food for a day or something.
也许你的惩罚就是让他一天不吃饭嘛。
It really bothered me.
所以让我真的挺不舒服的。
Because I'm a teacher and I know that people don't follow instructions so carefully.
因为我是老师，我知道大家不会说一直就很认真的跟从指令。
I'll knock 5 points off their grade, but I'm not going to kick them out of school.
就是说我不会说因为这个就把学生不让他就把他开除。
But here's the key.
但是这个关键点在于。
Because you did not believe in me.
他说因为你们不信我。
To uphold me as holy in the eyes of the people.
不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣。
You will not bring this assembly into the land.
所以你们必不得领这会众进我所赐给他们的地去。
God says to Moses.
神对摩西说。
Here is the problem.
问题在于。
It is not that you weren't paying close enough attention.
不是你没有很留意的听我的指令。
It's not that you forgot and just did what you did before.
不是说你忘了你就做了你以前就这样的。
You did not put your complete trust in me.
因为你没有完全的来信靠我。
You did not point the people to me.
你没有把再把你的这些子民指向我。
Instead, you took glory for yourself.
你自己把这个荣把荣耀放在你自己身上。
You see, we've got thousands of people out there.
你看，在当时那个会众有成千上万的人。
They're watching.
他们都在看着。
And when Moses says to the rock,
当摩西对这个磐石说。
God says to give water.
神说你要出水。
The people right here will know what happened.
然后在前面这些看到的人都能看到。
But those people out there can't even see or hear what he does.
但是在远一点的人可能就如果摩西只是吩咐磐石出水，他们根本不知道看不见发生了什么。
But when he stands here with this staff.
但是他站在那把那个杖高高的举起来。
You bunch of rebels.
说你们这些背叛的人。
You grumble all the time.
你们总是抱怨。
But I am going to get you water.
但是我还要给你们水。
And he strikes.
然后他就拿着那个杖。
Everybody sees.
然后每个人都看见了。
And everyone cheers.
然后每个人都欢呼。
For who?
为谁欢呼呢？
For Moses.
为摩西欢呼。
And God says.
然后神说。
That is not what I look for in the heart of my people.
那不是我要的，不是我的。
Moses,
摩西啊
，You wanted the glory.
你想要这个得荣耀。
And then you're going to get the glory of leading them into Canaan.
你想要得到这个带着他们进迦南地的荣耀。
No, I'm sorry, Moses.
对不起，摩西。
You took my glory.
你窃取了我的荣耀。
You're not going to get the glory of leading them into Canaan.
所以你就没有带着这些。以色列人进埃及的荣耀。
You shall not bring this assembly into the land.
你必不得带领这会众进到我所赐的地方去。
Do you see why God does that?
你了解神为什么要这样做的原因吗？
He is not satisfied to look at the external actions.
神不就是不满足于只看这个外在的行为。
But he saw a heart.
因为神看到人的内心。
That wanted to take the glory that belonged to God.
想要得到本来只应该是属于神的荣耀。
And he calls it unbelief.
然后神称为这种是不信。
And here is why.
为什么？
I think.
我觉得。
When I have complete trust in God.
当我是完全的信任神，信靠神的时候。
When I have faith completely in him.
当我是完全对神有完全的信心的时候。
It doesn't matter to me who gets the credit.
对我来讲那不。不在于说谁得到这个功劳。
Because God's going to work all that out.
因为神会让万事效力。
If you blame me unfairly or if you give me credit, it doesn't matter because
不管你是说
God's going to work all that out.
不公正的责备我或者你给我这个功劳我都不在意。
But if I don't trust him,
但是如果我不信任神
if I don't trust him to work all this out,
如果我不相信神能够让这个事情能
够 now I need to make sure that you give me credit where I deserve it.
然后当你说你不给我我所应该得的这个功劳的时候我就
You see, I have to look out for number one.
因为我就总想说成为那第一就是最显眼的那位
Because I really can't count on God to.
因为我不能靠出神这样做
You see the problem?
你看到这个问题了
That's why it's unbelief.
所以那个就是说
Now all the way through Numbers,
所以呢你看这个
I give that one story to illustrate this.
然后我就找了这一个故事给大家讲还有别的
But we see this all the way through Numbers.
但是你看民数记整个看下来。
What were some of the examples you found in your reading?
大家有没有发现什么例子呢？不顺服和不信的，不信和不顺服的那个标志。
Anybody?
有没有
？You weren't here.
温师母说上课。
If you don't know, I won't say that.
I wasn't here either.
他说他上星期也不在。那个李强弟兄说不记得是哪个。
Very okay. Yes.
想到说这些人
tired of the manna, they grumble, they complain.
这些人很累，就开始抱怨。
Good.
还有别的吗
？I put together a list.
我给大家有一个给大家一个列表。
The grumbling.
第一个是那个发怨言。
The refusal to enter Canaan. sending the 12 spies.
他们就不想进去，所以他们就不想进迦南，说要先送十二个探子去看看。
Chapter 16, the rebellion of Korah.
第十六章是那可拉的叛变。
Chapter 20, the rebellion at Meribah.
第二十章在米利巴的争闹。
The story of Balaam.
还有那个巴兰的故事。
You see, Balaam thinks that God can somehow be manipulated.
巴兰他觉得好像可以操纵神，就是可以跟神耍手，可以想办法。
He says, "I can't disobey God."
他说我不能不听神的话。
But come back tomorrow and let me ask him again.
明天你再来，让我再问问神。
Maybe I can get him. Maybe we can work out a deal.
或者我可以给神有个交易。
At the end of the book,
在那个民数记的最后
，two tribes, Gad and Reuben, say, "We want to stay on the other side of the Jordan."
然后加德两个支派，加德和流便说，我们想待在约旦河的这边。
And when we come to the historical books, we'll see they are some of the first tribes to abandon faithful worship.
但是你们可以到了历史书卷的时候，我们可以看到那两个支派是最早就是对放弃对神敬拜的。
All through this book,
所有你看过《民数记》
，as people do not completely trust God.
当人就是不是完全的信靠神的时候
，They fall into trouble.
他们就开始有麻烦了。
By the way, the Jaws picture is because I think that when you read Numbers, if you'll think of that music in Jaws, do 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 do, that's the shark is coming. That's the book of Numbers. Trouble is coming because they do not obey.
那个，我就觉得这个，如果你读这个民数记呢。背景音乐很好的就是那个大白鲨里面那个音乐就是那个大白鲨要来了如果你不听神的话那个麻烦就像那个大白鲨要来了
When you read Numbers in your devotions play that theme music in the background it will help you
所以你读那个民数记的时候你可以背景音乐放到那个大白鲨做你的背景音乐
But I want you to see two things about this
但是我想让你看两件事情
I told Elder Yang we could do Numbers in a short class and we're going to make it
杨长老和杨长老说我们可以很快的把这个民数记讲过去
I want you to see two things
我想让你看到两点
First of all
第一点
All of the deaths in Numbers
所有在这个民数记里边这些死亡的人数
They don't go into Israel or into Canaan
因为这些在旷野里倒闭的人他们没有进到迦南地
God says
神对他们说
No one 20 or older will enter into the promised land
神说20岁以上的人都不可能在不能进到应许之地
The entire generation dies
所以那整个那一代的人都死了
By the way that's where we get the name of the book
这就是为什么我们读到这个有这个民数记的书名
In chapter 1 they do a counting a numbering
在第一章呢，我们他做了个人口调查。
Of everyone ready to go into Canaan，
就是他们这些人就是要准备去迦南的。
At the end of the book, they do another count.
在最后民数记的最后呢，他们又有次数点人数。
And this is all those who were 20 and younger who are now grown to go into Canaan.
现在这些最后一次数点的人数都是在第一次数点人数的时候，他们是二十岁以下。
Okay.
所以两件事。
But here's what I want you to see.
我想让大家看到。
That entire generation dies.
那整个一代以色列人都死了。
But none of it happens because their enemies attack.
他们死不是因为有敌人的攻击。
You don't read in numbers of, and realize these people are wandering around among enemy tribes who ought to just sweep in and attack them, but they don't.
但是你知道他们在那儿漂流的时候，其实他们周围都是那个仇敌，那些他们的敌人，但是没有，竟然没有敌人攻击他们。
I think God is emphasizing this message.
我觉得神在强调一个信息。
This is purely my judgment.
这是完全就是我的这个审判对你们的审判
Not that their enemies are strong.
不是因为他们的敌人很强壮
But that I, your God, am strong.
而是因为我你的神是强壮的是强是我是大有能力的
But there's one other thing I must show you before I let you go.
另外一件事情
This is maybe my favorite verse in Numbers.
这可能是我在民数记里最喜欢的一节经文
Go to Numbers chapter 15.
在民数记第十五章
Chapter 14.
第十四
tells the story.
第十四章讲的故事是
of the people refusing to go in.
就是这些民众呢拒绝进入迦南地
They don't believe God.
他们不信神
And God says, "Then I'm not going to let you go into the promised land."
神说好，我就不让你们进到这个应许之地。
in an amazing story, once God says don't go, they say, well, we'll go.
然后就这些人就是神说不能去，他马上就改主意了，说我们要去。
And they go and they're defeated.
然后他们去了，但是就被打败了。
They come back.
然后他们就回来了。
That's the last time you'll read any deaths in a battle in Numbers.
然后那是最后一次，就是你在民数记读到因为打仗而死。
So, number 14 ends.
所以民数记的十四章结束于。
40 years you're going to wander in the wilderness.
神说四十年之久你们要在旷野里漂流。
You're all going to die.
你们都会死。
No one will see the promised land.
没有一个人会看到这个应许之地。
My favorite verse.
我最喜欢的经节。
Chapter 15.
十五章。
The Lord spoke to Moses saying.
耶和华对摩西说。
Speak to the people of Israel.
你晓谕以色列人说。
And say to them.
你们对以色列人说。
When you come into the land you are to inhabit, which I am giving you.
你们到了我所赐给你们居住的地。
And you offer to the Lord a sacrifice.
若愿意从牛群羊群中取牛做火祭。
And then he gives them the laws of sacrifice.
然后神就给了他们这些献祭的这个律例。
In Canaan.
然后在迦南。
I remember the first time I saw this.
当我第一次读到。
I'm reading through Numbers.
我就把民数记读过。
I just finished reading that none of them are going into Canaan.
我刚读完，就是说神说你们一个人也进不了这个应许之地。
Next chapter.
下一章。
God says.
神说。
Now, when you get to Canaan.
你们到了我所赐给你们的地的时候。
Here's how I want you to do the sacrifices.
我想让你们怎么样献祭。
And I think, why is that there?
我说为什么会在这儿呢？
They're going to all die.
他们都会死啊。
Put that in Deuteronomy, but we don't need it right here.
你把这一章放在那个申命记，我们在这儿也不需要。
But we do need it right there.
但是我们的确需要这一章在这里。
And here's why.
为什么？
In the Old Testament.
在旧约。
God is a God who judges sin.
神是要审判罪的神。
But he is also.
他以同时也是。
A God of incredible mercy.
是一个非常有怜悯的神。
And right here is one of those places.
就在这个像十五章。
He says,
神说,
chapter 14,
第十四章,
because you did not believe,
因为你们不信,
your generation,
你们整个一代,
will die in the wilderness.
都会在旷野里倒闭。
But then he says,
然后神就说,
but,
但是,
I want you to know I have not given up on you.
我没有放弃你们。
Your children,
你们的孩子,
are going to go into the land.
你们的下一代会进到那个应许之地。
And when they get there,
当他们到了那儿的时候,
here's the law they're to keep.
那个就是他们要遵行的律法。
I think chapter 15 is the same kind of chapter that says,
我觉得十五章也是同样一章说,
your child breaks a rule and you spank them.
你的孩子不听话, 那个违背, 就是不听话, 然后你打他屁股。
And then you hug them.
然后你就抱他。
And you say, but you're still my daughter.
你就说你还是我的女儿。
You're still my son.
你还是我的儿子。
And I love you.
我爱你。
And here's the rule.
但是这个规定是。
You see what God does there in chapter 15?
就在15章。
He says to Israel, yes, I have judged you.
我已经审判了你。
But I have not given up on my people.
但是我没有放弃我的百姓。
Your children will go into the land.
你们的下一代孩子会进到应许之地。
And here is the law for them when they get there.
这是就是给他们进到那个里边的这个律法。
Numbers shows us the consequences of disobedience and disbelief.
然后民数记向我们显示了不顺服跟不信的这个后果。
But it also shows us God's incredible mercy.
但是也向我们展示了神难以置信的这种怜悯。
Next week we will pick up this Deuteronomy.
下个星期我们就从这个申命记开始。
As Israel is waiting to go into the promised land.
在他们等着要进到应许之地的时候。
And God says, "Here is the law for the promised land."
然后这个是要在你要应许之地所遵行的律法。
Hopefully next week's preacher won't be so long.
下星期希望前面的讲道不会太久。
And we'll have time for the whole book.
然后我们可以把申命记讲完。
I'm going to write the guy from today. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, thank you for your word.
神啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
Thank you that you don't give up on us.
谢谢你永远没有放弃我们。
Even a book of judgment shows your mercy.
就算是一本宣誓审判的书，也显示了你的怜悯。
Thank you that you did not give up on us.
谢谢你永远没有放弃我们。
I deserved your judgment.
我们 我配得你的审判。
But you had mercy on me.
但是你却在我身上暂时有怜悯。
Don't let me ever forget that guy.
让我永远不要忘记。
Help us to show that love to those around us.
也让我们能够对周围的人展示那种爱。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。